Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Many good-hearted people have strong emotions about the environment, and their emotions are so strong that they have been manipulated by a corrupt government to castrate themselves and castrate their own children to save the earth from climate change. This should teach us something about our emotions. They can blind us from logic and reason, and we all have them. This report is not a critique of the film The Sound of Freedom. I saw this film and I appreciate that it is bringing awareness to a subject that I personally have very strong emotions about. This report is about a clear red flag that people should be aware of so that we don't allow our emotions to blind us from logic and reason. According to MKUltra whistleblowers, the CIA acquired children for Project Monarch by cataloging child pornography sent through the U.S. mail. And the only thing that's changed since then is that the world has gone digital. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, or the NCMEC, went international in 1999. The ICMEC was launched by Hillary Clinton and Tony Blair, with Richard Branson acting as a founding sponsor. It is now partnered with law enforcement in over 150 territories, including Interpol and Europol. In 2009, the Clinton Global Initiative partnered with the Polaris Project, and by 2014, they created a global modern-day slavery database of organizations in 199 countries to monitor human trafficking. Also in 2009, Amber Ready Incorporated selected the Podesta Group, the infamous pedophile art collectors of the WikiLeaks Podesta email scandal, to be their PR company, where they were responsible for promoting Amber Ready's cell phone technology, which created a database of children so that if they ever were abducted, their information was already on file. Once this child database syndicate was launched, human trafficking increased. Within 9 years, the human trafficking industry went from around $30 billion a year to $150 billion a year. Nearly all child pornography is processed and stored within this framework on foreign servers in Sweden. In 2014, President Obama assigned the task of how to manage this gathered intelligence data to John Podesta. The Clintons, the Podestas, and their friends are demonstrably involved on the criminal side of child sex trafficking. If this is news to you, I recommend my report from 2019, Are the Clintons Involved in Human Trafficking?, which is based on the well-researched article by Corey Diggs. And it is this group who manage and run Polaris, the ICMEC, and the NCMEC. And these are the same groups that Angel Studios, producers of The Sound of Freedom, are directing people to as a way to combat child trafficking. The billionaire who has been funding Tim Ballard's operation is Carlos Slim, who has also funded Hillary Clinton and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And if you believe that the Democrats are the problem, then I recommend you look into the Franklin cover-up and the Bohemian Grove. Pedophilia is how the hidden hand controls their politician puppets. Awareness of this horrific problem is good. And perhaps Angel Studios is unaware of who they are promoting. But if we think that the same NGOs whose efforts increased the child sex trade by 500% will somehow end child sex slavery, then maybe we are too emotional to think clearly. And that's a problem, because this same cabal is pushing a totalitarian surveillance state. They're already pushing the idea of microchipping your children to keep them safe. And without logic and reason, the people will demand it, and our children will be more enslaved than ever. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
globalists are only humans. Yeah, they have control of the central banks. They have a lot of power, but they can't be defeated. But some of their operations are going to take decades to stop. But one thing you can do right now is take control of your body and your family's body by purifying the water that you drink and that you cook with. And you do it with the highest quality gravity-fed filter out there. This thing does 10,000 gallons. You can sit there and put hundreds of gallons through in a day. It purifies very quickly, and it cuts out thousands of chemicals to non-detectable levels. This is what I use, which my family uses. It's the very best system out there for the lowest price. For a limited time, 10% off on top of that, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. In stock and replacement filters for folks that need those in stock. Get it today, and it funds the InfoWar. Don't procrastinate. This is one of the main areas we can take control of our lives and stop the globalists from hitting us with poison that they allow in the water supply. In some cases, they add to the water supply like fluoride.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Years than Dr. Peter McCullough. He's an internist cardiologist, epidemiologist, and he is a very, very well respected, one of the most published scientists in that area in the world. And he's been really the tip of the spear exposing the lies and just everything we've witnessed about the COVID origins, about therapeutics, about the so-called vaccine, and so much more. So Dr. Peter McCullough is our guest. There are several URLs, several websites that we'll give you after the first break. We're going to be putting on screen the Substack, his Twitter, also a great wellness company he's got. We're going to have all that ready for you. There's Courageous Discourse on Substack. Be sure and follow that, Courageous Discourse. But wow. Doc, there's been so many big developments since you were on with us about a month ago. We have COVID-19 vaccines, the culprit and majority found dead after injection, around 74%, 73.9. There's so many other big, huge developments. This is really, the house of cards already fell down. Now we're digging through the wreckage and finding out just how bad it was. So to cover the waterfront under Peter McCullough, thank you so much for your work and thanks for being here with us.
Alex, this is a stunning set of developments. You know, one of my very first papers in COVID in 2020 was in The Lancet. I'm the most published person in my field in the world in history, so Lancet knows who I am. I always do high-quality work. I had assembled a team, a worldwide team, to pull every single autopsy that occurred after the COVID-19 vaccine. We had an extensive search strategy, poured through 600 papers plus. Then we independently adjudicated them using standard methodology, and we put this manuscript together, and we sent it into Lancet. And Lancet actually, you know, viewed it favorably. They triaged it to a lower-level journal, which we respectfully declined because we know it's going to be a high-level paper and a high-level journal. But Lancet took it on its preprint server in order to show the data ahead of peer review. And, you know, they went through two rounds of review on this. We used all standard submission. Alex, over the first night on Lancet, it was surging in downloads. Lancet didn't even know what to do. The servers were burning hot. And then in the morning, Lancet puts out a notice. We shut it down. We don't think the methodology supports the conclusions. And this looks very suspicious for outside interference trying to censor an important paper the world wanted to see.
Well, we know you talked about this 3 years ago, and it later came out in Congress just last week and about a month before, that the so-called scientists hired by Fauci and Peter Daszak to say there was no lab leak internally said we know it's a lab leak. So, I mean, it's just incredible that we see the fingerprints all over this time and time again, covering up real scientific reports. I saw you on some other shows. We played it earlier in the week. You laid out the fact that this was prestigious scientists and looking at a bunch of studies that came up with this study. Explain to us, is this study credible?
It's credible. Listen, I recruited Roger Hodgkinson, former president of the Canadian Society of Pathology. We had reviewers who are very experienced in reviewing pathologic specimens, and we were all independent from the original authors. Remember, when these first papers were published, Alex, they may have seen a big blood clot that killed the patient, but they concluded it wasn't the vaccine because they didn't know back then the vaccine could cause blood clots. So we needed contemporary review. We found 73.9% of the deaths were directly caused by the vaccine or the vaccine significantly contributed to it. This is a bombshell finding. This means the next person who dies after the vaccine and there's no other cause, there's about a 74% chance that it was the vaccine that's the cause of death. That's the reason why this paper is so important. We put it up on the EU server Zenodo, and right now, Alex, it has over 120,000 views or downloads. Let me tell you, a typical scientific paper could be anywhere from 5 to 50 downloads, but not 125,000. This is going to make shockwaves and is making shockwaves around the world.
Continue breaking this down for us.
Well, I can tell you what we did is we looked at each one of these cases. Then we asked the question, Alex, what actually killed the patient? And over 50% of the time, it was cardiac. It was myocarditis, progression of atherosclerotic heart disease, actually the vaccine provoking a heart attack. This was in more than half of cases. Clearly, blood clots played a big role, venous thromboembolism, fatal pulmonary embolism. And then there was a smaller fraction of cases where multiple organ systems were involved, so-called multi-system organ system injury. One prominent paper by Hoshida and colleagues, it's in there, a 14-year-old Japanese girl takes shot one, gets a little sick, shot two, more sick. 6 months later, takes the booster, Alex. Her sister says she's having trouble breathing at night. Her family finds her dead at home the next day. This poor Japanese family, they demand an autopsy. They find every organ in her body is rotting out with vaccine inflammation. And the Japanese conclude it's fatal. Pfizer, COVID-19 vaccine-induced multi-system inflammatory disorder. It can't be any more clear than that.
Wow. Well, I tell you, if you're in the establishment right now, what are you thinking? Because everywhere people are waking up. They've even got top stockbrokers, top brokerage billionaires coming out and defending RFK Jr., you've got Elon Musk coming out and saying this is all a fraud. How would you describe the point we've gotten to with the medical system?
People are coming to, I want to say a year or two ago, the medical system was promoting vaccines. Now most of them are not promoting. They've moved to a period of silence. And I think the next stage is they're going to move to a phase of opposition. Most of the people in medicine took these shots. You know, Alex, if someone's following the CDC schedule right now, they're on their seventh shot, their seventh genetic shot every 6 months. This cannot be good for the human body. It's not good for the human body. We know with each shot from the CDC VSafe data, 7.7% chance they're going to end up in the ER or be hospitalized per shot. They don't get any safer the more they're taken.
You know, for me, and I'm already a skeptic and I'm already got thick skin to this. I've been awake to this agenda for 30 plus years. But it's still hard to believe it's that bad. The shots are that bad and they're actively covering it up. And all these scientists like Dr. Michael Yeadon and others that were at the highest levels of Pfizer predicted it would happen. The CDC fact sheet in October of 2000 predicted exactly what would happen. So then how do we square that up, that the experts said this would happen, it did happen, now they're covering it up? What was the reason for doing this?
It was unbridled vaccine ideology. They simply would not look at the safety concerns, and they would only look at mass vaccination. You're right. October 22nd, 2020, the FDA listed major side effects: myocarditis, blood clots, Guillain-Barré syndrome, multisystem inflammatory disorder, on and on and on. And it all came true. They knew this was going to happen. The FDA said this, and still the organizations promoted it later on, you know, mandated this. I think the biggest news coming out now, Alex, is what Dr. Kevin McKernan has found with his independent analysis of what's in the vaccines. And this is stunning. Now we realize there's fragments of DNA in the vaccines. They come off the E. coli phase of manufacturing. It's very sloppy manufacturing. The DNA contamination is well above tolerable.
Stay right there. Oh, huge issue straight ahead. There's some other big ones as well we're going to talk about. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There has been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ladies and gentlemen, and there are so many huge issues we haven't even dived into yet, namely what Dr. Peter McCullough was just saying about what's in the shots. Remember, they kept that secret for so long. The pieces of paper that came with the ampules, the product, had no information on them, just the manufacturer. Now we do know a lot about what's in it. And I also saw something he broke down that I know he knew the answer 2 years ago, but he wanted to have it documented before he talked about it. And that was, why do some people get sick and some don't? Joe Rogan 2 years ago, you know, really asked him that. He said, well, I've got ideas. He actually pretty much knew them, but now it's been confirmed. Now it's even in mainstream news, and it's huge. But I wanted to say something. They have the wellness company. It's a great, great guy who's a great patriot, who's organized all these doctors and scientists together and pharmacists into a one-stop shop, not just for COVID needs, so you can be stocked up beforehand, because once there's a new issue, you've got problems, but for so many other things you need. Trump legalized online pharmacies, but this is beyond that. This is the doctors, this is the pharmacists, this is everybody in one place that actually know what's going on. Because a lot of these online pharmacies and stuff, even mainline pharmacies, remember, wouldn't give you budesonide or wouldn't give you ivermectin. Well, these folks will. So mark down this URL, and it takes you to the wellness company, and then it's a sponsor for InfoWars and Free Speech Systems. We get a little piece of that. That way we all win, win, win. OnlineHealthNow.com. That takes you to the wellness company, and they know that InfoWars sent you. So write it down. Just one word. OnlineHealthNow.com. Or if that's too long of a URL for you, it's very, very simple. It's the wellness company, just the initials to that. So OnlineHealthNow.com or the wellness company, and tell them InfoWars and Alex Jones sent you. But write it down. Put it on your refrigerator. OnlineHealthNow.com. And I think it's really important to legally and lawfully on things that aren't controlled substances, which is a lot of stuff doctors can give you preemptively so you have it on hand, have the key things you need, like antibiotics and hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and so much more already on hand. A lot of these are great supplements as well. We're just trying to help people. OnlineHealthNow.com, OnlineHealthNow.com, Peter McCullough, MD.substack.com, and more. All right, Doc, this is a shorter segment. Longer segment is coming up, but just get into that. What you're saying is the most important front and center issue is, what do these shots really do? We know they don't give us immunity. We know they don't protect us. We know they lower immunity. We know they've got spike protein in them, but what else do these Franken shots have in them?
Well, listen, quickly, Schmeling and colleagues had the Denmark data, one-third of the batches, no side effects, nothing, like a placebo. We found out that the Paul Ehrlinger Institute may have known this. They may have actually known there's nothing in it. Two-thirds caused some moderate side effects. 4.2% are the super risky batches. That's now proven. Senator Johnson sent a letter to the FDA from the VAERS data. They blew him off. Johnson was right. Now the Schmeling data show this. Kevin McKernan recently has found, besides variation in the amount of messenger RNA in it, there's contamination with cDNA. These are little fragments of DNA that come off the manufacturing process. And one of them, Alex, you're not going to believe this, is SV40. SV40 is a known cancer-promoting segment of DNA, and yes, they're in the shots.
Well, let's just, I heard like a car wreck sound or a record skipping sound right there. I'm not a scientist like you and a, you know, famous published person, but I know that mainline news reports that many cancers, I saw federal documents, they estimated 98 million Americans had cancer or related cancer from SV40 contamination in the 50s, 60s, and 70s with live polio. Explain what SV40 or simian virus 40 is and how big a deal it is that you just said, and I've been seeing this in the literature now, that SV40 is in there.
SV40 turns on cancer genes in the human body. To make matters worse, the spike protein, the S2 segment, in a paper from University of Pittsburgh by Singh and colleagues, it impairs the tumor suppressor systems, P53 and BRCA. What I'm telling you is the shots promote cancer through SV40, and they inhibit our ability to fight cancer by suppressing the tumor suppressor system. So this is looking very bad. Every system is showing cancer rates are up. So that's inarguable. The big question is, how much of it is due to the vaccines?
Just please explain to people why this is a big deal.
It's a big deal, Alex, because one or two shots, people may be able to get out of it. But if they keep taking shots every 6 months, the chances of actually getting loaded with synthetic genetic material that's going to cause harm, heart disease, neurologic disease, blood clotting, immunologic problems, and now cancer is progressively getting higher. I think most people took a couple shots. They're going to get out of it okay. But I'm really worried about people who are taking multiple.
You're always really careful. You know, we've had lunch together. We've talked off air some. Obviously, you're up to speed better than anybody out there on what this is really going on. You told me privately 2.5 years ago, the Pentagon's really behind this, but we're not ready to admit that yet. Now it's come out. It's in congressional hearings. Not our military, but the Pentagon. I want you to speak to that. So you know what's going on. But Judy Mikovits, I think, is really a hero. She was the first person 2 years ago on my show to say SV40 was in it. And then she went into a bunch of scientific stuff that was way above my pay grade. I mean, I didn't even have a college thing on biology. So I was like, okay, I'll take your word on it. But now you're saying SV40. That means it's in the literature.
Yeah, well, it's certainly from Kevin McKernan, has got a paper in preprint. You know, during these stages, they should be using enzymes to cleanse any of the DNA fragments. They rush through this whole process. The vaccines are made by defense contractors. There's still no inspections. The FDA has not commissioned an inspection.
So let's go through it in pieces. And I'm going to skip not this break, but the next break, so you have time, sir. Just talk to me like I'm 5 years old, because I am when it comes to science, and so is the audience. Not putting the audience down, but we didn't want to have multiple scientific degrees like you do. Explain the history of how the Pentagon was involved, and then we'll go to break, come back with the rest of it.
Well, Department of Defense through BARDA, NIH, Department of Defense through DARPA, NIH through BARDA, the military since 2012 has been working with messenger RNA vaccines to end pandemics within 60 days. It was the ADEPT P3 program. Messenger RNA is a military program.
And again, how involved with the CHICOMs, or is that a red herring?
No, the Chinese are very involved. This has now come out. We have Ralph Barrick at UNC Chapel Hill, Peter Desick at EcoHealth Alliance. By the way, Peter Desick burned $250,000 of our money to fly first class to China back and forth since 2017. Desick's a major player. You've got the Chinese, Dr. Shenglin Li. Like Dr. Xiao Cao came out and said in February of 2019, he was given four strains by his boss. Probably one of them was the Barrick strain, and he was told, find the one that's most infectious and most deadly, and they probably tried it out on some athletic games that they had in Wuhan. So this thing was circulating in Wuhan in 2019. Former CDC Director Redfield says it. So when they had Event 201 in the fall of 2019, That was actually an operational meeting. It wasn't a planning meeting. And that's the reason why George Gao came over from the CDC. And guess who he was paired up with? Avril.
Hold on. Dr. Peter McCullough, right when you said guess who he's paired up with, your Skype froze up. Stay right there. Incredible. So it's coming out that they were probably released at the games. It was an ongoing operation. Event 201 was the live response to that, covered by a drill. This is incredible information. Stay with us.
The globalists aren't just targeting us through the poison shots or the electromagnetic 5G or the GMO crops. They're hitting us with hundreds of chemicals that the EPA has authorized companies and industry to use. One of the top
pesticides used is atrazine. The allowable level the government admits that they allow to be in your water supply is enough to sterilize you and basically turn your son into a feminized mutant. Look it up. Don't let them do this to your family. We have the very best gravity-fed filter system out there. Highest rated at half the price of leading competitors. The Alexa Pure, ready to ship to you right now. We have replacement filters for folks who have already gotten it. It does 10,000 gallons before you replace them. It is amazing. It's great for your home, your business. You can put swamp water in it, tap water, whatever, well water. Almost everything's contaminated. This is how you take control of the fluids in your body and counter the globalist onslaught. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we're running a 10% discount. That is a huge discount to start at the lowest price out there. You need this filter.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend
your life with Extendovite. Fortune tanto vulnera, spiritatibus socelis. Fortune amici vulnera, sustra impreferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Peter McCullough is our guest for the balance of the hour. I'll be hosting the fourth hour with some major breaking news. The left, with a shadowy foundation, is putting up billboards up all over the country and in Austin, Texas, on the most busy roads saying, do not have children, depopulate yourself, sterilize yourself. We are the new world order. Meanwhile, Elon Musk has come out with the numbers, and we know they're true. Prager University had them a decade ago. If you don't have 2.1 children per two people, society collapses. Well, the Western world's at about 1.5 replacement. Japan's at about 1.2. Italy is as well. They're a dying groups of people. This is very serious. I'll cover that very important subject that ties into this whole operation next hour. But right now, let's go back to Dr. Peter McCullough. Doc, you were getting into the huge news of 74% of the deaths. Is that after the shot or with COVID, they're saying, was from the COVID shot? Then you were getting into how contaminated the shots are and like with SV40. And then, of course, the big issue people always raise that you now have answers to is why do some people not get sick, some people a little sick, some people extremely sick? There's a lot of variance there. But in the main, placebos versus the other variants of what they're giving people. So lay that out for us, please.
Yeah, most of the difference between who does well and who doesn't is actually all in the the shots themselves. Very little individual susceptibility. I was just checking my feed, just in on the wires in the last 24 hours. A report from Brevard County, Florida. Listen to this: the committee there has just called to ban messenger RNA shots in that county, and they sent a letter to DeSantis calling messenger RNA vaccines bioweapons. So that's not my word or your word. That's the word of a Republican committee in Brevard County, Florida. I mean, this is stunning. We know that a paper by Schmeling and colleagues showed that, you know, a third of people, it's like taking nothing. It's like taking a placebo. Two thirds get a little bit of side effects, and then 4.2%, it can be fatal. In fact, it is fatal. Josh Sterling testified under oath in the U.S. Senate using actuarial data. He thinks so far, Alex, we've lost 600,000 Americans due to the COVID-19 vaccines. That's more than the Civil War. We realize there's probably variation in messenger RNA in the vials and now contamination with cDNA. It looks bad. It sounds bad. It is bad. But the good news is we have a paper coming out that's under review right now where I think we've arrived at a base detox protocol. And I want to tell you about what I think people need to do to protect themselves.
I'm glad you raised that because we didn't talk before you came on. I was trying to get you on about the 70 or 39.9% increase in death, people that took the shot. That is what I get on the street. Yesterday, I was gassing my car, and a family member said, what do we do to detox? We took the shots. We're really sick. What do we do? And I said, well, I'm not a doctor, but I've got some ideas. Go search Dr. Peter McCullough because I knew you were at the tip of the spear. I said, I'm not going to give you advice, but, you know, there's a lot of things you can do. I know that Mikovits has said, like, our nitric boost is good. It's got a bunch of compounds that flush out the blood, but there's a lot of things. So what is the cutting edge? Because we know there's also sloughing. There's shedding that they admit. So even if you haven't had the shots, to a lesser extent, you're getting it. People that have long COVID is a very real thing, folks. Almost killed my dad, killed some of my friends. I'm a tough guy. I get sent every 4 or 5 years. I had trouble breathing for 2 weeks, had to take steroids, had to take ivermectin. It was scary. Every night at 3 a.m., I couldn't breathe. I had to walk around the neighborhood at night. I had neighbors looking at me out the window like I was a robber. So I wore, like, bright white, you know, pajamas out there because I couldn't breathe. The average person would have panicked and gone to the hospital. I'd have been on a respirator. I'd be dead probably. So it's very real. I know a lot of people that have long COVID. It's growing in the body. What's happening?
Well, this is what we know, Alex. All the lethality of this virus is loaded in the spike protein. That's the spine on the surface of the virus, the spicules. That's the spike protein. You get it from the infection. It stays in the body. The body can't break it down. And actually, you get a ton of it from the vaccines because they inject the genetic code for the spike protein. The body can't break it down. The body keeps getting loaded with it. That's been shown by Bruce Patterson and others. That's the spike protein on the surface. Those are those little buds you see on the surface. Now, here's the breakthrough. The breakthrough is a Japanese discovery called nattokinase. Nattokinase, it is an enzyme that's derived from the fermentation of soy that clearly breaks down the spike protein. It's safe. The Japanese have been using it as a supplement for decades. Another enzyme breaks it down partially. It's called bromelain. It's derived from the stems of pineapples. Is also safe. And then finally, there's not even randomized trials demonstrating curcumin, which is the purified part of turmeric, reduces the spike protein damage to cells and tissues, lowers inflammatory factors in the blood. So I have a paper under review. I'm careful because I want to get this fully peer-reviewed and published. But our base detox, what I'm doing in my practice, Alex, everybody, that's adults, non-pregnant, you know, who just have these concerns, natokinase, 2,000 units twice a day, bromelain, 500 milligrams a day, curcumin, 500 milligrams twice a day, hopefully the nano version. Best-in-class spike is offered by the wellness company. The wellness company, the spike support formula. You can go to onlinehealthnow.com. That's through your portal for the spike support. I'm hoping the InfoWars stores has the bromelain and the nano curcumin.
Well, regardless, I believe you and you're a supporter of ours. Everyone should go to onlinehealthnow.com, onlinehealthnow.com. It supports them. It supports you and your work, warning the world, and it supports our broadcast show. Absolutely, whether it's a nitric boost or whether it's this formula, which I'm sure is amazing, onlinehealthnow.com. What is the name of the formula again, Dr. Peter McCullough?
Well, again, the base formula, which we can add to, is natokinase. That would be wellness company spike support, two capsules twice a day. Bromelain 500 milligrams a day, and then nano curcumin 500 milligrams twice a day. That's a base. That's three things. Anybody can do that. Adding nitric boost on top, N-acetylcysteine. Some take supplemental iodine if the thyroid is low. What I'm saying is everybody needs a base support, detox support.
Can you come up with it might be three pills, I get it, but can you come up with one thing that has it all?
Yeah, we're working on it right now in my practice. Brian Proctor's working on it with the manufacturer. I think everybody needs to offer a base support. Now, listen, if someone has a blood test that are positive, what's called the ANA positive, in my practice, they go on hydroxychloroquine for a long period of time. If they have active indolent infection, when lymph nodes in the sinuses, they go on ivermectin for a prolonged period of time. If there's inflammatory lung disease, they go on corticosteroids, pericarditis, colchicine. So the base stays, and then we add things to it.
Well, it's absolutely vital for folks to get prepared. And people go to onlinehealthnow.com. They can sign up for free and then get, you know, all sorts of great services and online pharmacies, but with trained doctors and people that actually are patriots and know what's going on. But it's not just stuff for COVID you find at onlinehealthnow.com, is it?
No, it's, I can tell you right now, it's important sources of information out there. Go to my website, petermccullohmd.com, this McCullough Protocol. As soon as we have the base detox fully peer-reviewed and published, that will be up there. Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, that gives you a list of doctors nationwide who are independent, will treat you fairly. Wellness company, it's got great telemedicine and dental services in the United States. Wellness company just opened up Wellness Company Canada. I was just on the corporate call. They're doing great. FLCCC, that's Frontline Critical Care Alliance, another independent group. Alex, people are dumping their doctors. If their doctors are not coming clean on these vaccines and apologizing, patients are dumping them.
Well, I was about to say, instead of being bullied by the medical system and by the majority of doctors that are playing along, the more and more patriots. And I mean, I went randomly to a medical clinic when I had like an infection from in the woods and swimming and stepped on a bottle like 8 months ago, and I got an infection. And I didn't want to wait on the weekend to go see my regular doctors. So I went to a critical care place. Both the doctors were listeners. Nurse practitioner was a listener.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Mint off of vaccines. You know, Gates Foundation is an NGO. They were internally investing in BioNTech and all these other entities. They made massive amounts of money on our misery with the pandemic. What everybody needs to do is make sure they're signed up with the wellness company and have some base support. Everybody ought to have the base detox protocol ready because they've already had COVID. So that's the wellness company's spike support plus bromelain, plus curcumin. They ought to have the McCullough Protocol basics, aspirin, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D. Now we use curcumin instead of quercetin. And then famotidine. Most of these are in the InfoWars store. Everybody ought to have a shoebox of these. And Alex, for sure, having viricidal nasal sprays and washes. I want everyone to have a good
That's what I want to talk to you about is promoting that, because I've been approached by the doctors saying that's the key. And do you guys have that now at the onlinehealthnow.com? You guys have the...
Yeah. Well, we have an array of products, but let me just review them. I want people to understand that there's some terrific commercial products out there. One's called Cofix RX. That's a spray that has pretty high concentration of povidone iodine plus xylitol plus vitamin D and carnagenin. That's a true.
Okay, say that product again to go to onlinehealthnow.com. What's the name of that product?
It's called Cofix RX. Now, it's not on the wellness company, but you can find it separately. The other really critical nasal sprays, another one's called Clear with xylitol and grapefruit seed extract, colloidal silver. Some of these may be featured in your store. You can make your homemade sprays with povidone iodine. And remember, gargles. Alex, gargles are super important. In the first hour of a sore throat, I want everybody gargling using Scope or Listerine. Put a few drops of iodine in it and kill it.
And what you're saying is key. Remember the UN protocol put out by Fauci and the NIH, because we know they ran it. When you get to the hospital with a sore throat, having trouble breathing, just go home and wait till you're half dead, then come back, then we'll kill you with a ventilator. They knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, Alex, in my Substack, believe it or not, there was a study done in Asia. Even if you use the sprays and the gargles in the hospital, they even worked in the hospital. You know, in the U.S., the nurses didn't give the patients any sprays or gargles. They got railroaded on the ventilator. I want everybody to have a viricidal nasal spray, have Scope or Listerine, have an iodine bottle, and be ready. The first hour of getting sick, get on it. When you're sick, every 4 hours, doing the nasal sprays and gargles. You can do it twice a day for prevention. I don't travel without having a high-quality spray. And let me tell you, it makes a world of difference. It works against flu, the common cold, COVID, and probably the next thing coming our way.
Absolutely. What else do you see, just as a patriot, as a husband, as a someone that's aware of what's going on in the world, looking at the Russia war, looking at Biden not knowing who he is, clearly declining at an accelerated rate, looking at the persecution of Trump, just separate from the medical tyranny, just as a citizen, what do you make of the world right now?
Well, there's a theme. Let me tell you what. Klaus Schwab put it out there in 2017 in his book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution. You know what the theme is? Transhumanism. Transhuman. That means transform the human body. The environment doesn't change. Klaus Schwab says in the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the winner will take all. What does he mean, Alex? Is that me or you, or is that him? Does he win and take all? Transhumanism means the body changes. That's what Elon Musk wants to do with the Neuralink product. Clearly, getting genetic shots every 6 months is changing the body for the worse. And now we've got the gender crisis, where suddenly boys want to be girls and vice versa. Alex, the outcomes are horrific with transgender medicine.
It's now admitted that the most powerful billionaires on Earth and intelligence agencies, including MI6 and CIA, have been preparing the transhumanist cult through the transgender attack as their first salvo since the late 60s. Now it's completely out in the open and major opposition's forming to it. How do you think this operation of these organizations is going?
They're pouring pornography into the schools, trying to indoctrinate the kids, get them confused. Do you know all the medical societies, the endocrine society, the pediatrics and OB-GYN societies? They all say a 10-year-old child who's confused about their gender should start hormone blockers and then get their genital surgery, get the breasts removed, penis opened up, testicles removed. Alex, this is a disaster, and the medical community is driving this. I'm telling you, as a doctor, this is malpractice. No good doctor should do this. 19 states are trying to shut it down, including Texas. But then we have the courts in Arkansas that overturn the gender ban. This is absolutely an atrocity.
But that's the good news. But that's the good news is there are men and women of courage in the medical community. I would say the majority are now starting to speak out, and that's why it's so much. That's why the attack is stuck in the mud and is in so much trouble right now. So people need to have courage to speak out against this and realize this is a real takeover.
It's true. A couple of things to recommend quickly. Great book out there. The leading child psychiatrist in the world is Miriam Grossman. Get her book, Lost in Transnation. Lost in Trans. It's a how-to guide for parents to protect this from happening to their kids, Alex. You got to feature it in your store. And then also, a great organization of support I donate to them is called Do No Harm. It's led by former dean at University of Pennsylvania, Stanley Goldfarb. Listen, Grossman, Goldfarb, and myself, leading doctors, as you say, we're not going to allow this atrocity to hit our kids. If kids are confused around the time of puberty, you know what the answer is, Alex? Go through puberty and it clears up.
Well, absolutely. But plus, children, you can get 10 kids in a room and say, let's all pretend we're a superhero. They're going to do it. And they tell the children, well, do you ever feel like you're more attracted to boys? Well, they don't mean sexually. They mean little boys want to play with little boys. Little girls want to play with little girls on average. And so then they go, oh, they put you in a database, as you know, and then they keep it secret from parents in many public schools, many private schools, and then put you into a cult. This is a political system using sexualization to permanently make a connection to your child. This is truly weaponized.
Right. Parents need to protect their kids right now. Remember, ages 0 to 10, a single image permanently imprints the mind. If that child goes to a drag queen festival, the human mind is forever changed. Same thing with getting exposed to pornography. Parents need to take control, Alex. Do you know what school system shut down the pornography in the school? You'd be amazed at this. Dearborn, Michigan.
The Muslims.
Why? You know who shut it down? The Muslims. That's a Muslim community. The Muslims said, get the pornography out of the schools.
Dr. Peter McCullough, incredible job. Everybody should go to onlinehealthnow.com, onlinehealthnow.com. And you're a great sponsor of the show. And you do a great job and incredible products, incredible service, incredible doctors and pharmacists, everybody there, telemedicine, ready to serve you, and you're fighting the tyrants. Why give your money to the establishment and get bad care and bad service? Why not support OnlineHealthNow.com with the wellness company? Dr. McCullough, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And listen, we're all a product of our environment. And I'm going to say this before I start the next hour and hit the depopulation agenda with some key information. We're all products of our own environment. And my parents were really good parents. They didn't sexualize me at all. They took me to church, everything else. But when I was about 11, there were older kids in the neighborhood, and when their parents were at work or out of town, we'd go over there on Laserdisc and VHS and watch porn. And it was mainline heterosexual porn. But I remember imprinting at about 11, looking at these full-grown women have sex, and thinking immediately, plus it punched all my buttons, I've got to have that right now. And I look back then on the other kids were bragging, oh, I'm getting all these women. Well, I actually believe that's what you were supposed to do. And so I lost my virginity at 12, was extremely promiscuous by 13. And most guys would go, man, that guy's a stud. I mean, I was 14 dating college girls. But the issue was, I look back, it was destructive. It was very empty by the time I hit about 17, and I stopped it. But I was blessed enough that I was a man very early. I went to puberty very early. And so I survived it and went through it. But imagine young children now being exposed to all these books they've got in the schools that show children having sex with adults and stuff of the same sex as well. They're being primed for pedophilia, folks. Nobody was abusing me. I was out looking for the women. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm 11. These women look really good. I want this immediately. That girl's 15. She's a slut. I'm going to try to get in bed with her. That was me on the hunt. Okay, so I wasn't abused, but it was still the fact that I remember a totally innocent little kid thinking about, you know, politics and history and dinosaurs and reading books and, you know, super organized and wearing little sports jackets and wanting to be the top of my class to immediately seeing pornography and being, I don't care about class, I don't care about school, I want women and I want them now. And I sure as hell got them. And it literally stunted my development. I can look back on that because I saw hardcore pornography when I was 11 years old at the neighbors' houses. And as an adult, you say, oh, hey, you know, now that's a big thing. Because we're already pre-programmed for that. But you see that. Well, imagine kids being shown pedophilic crap and then being inducted into actual sex with adults and what it does to them. It's terrible, and it connects it to the political movement of the left, and it's super destructive, just like Dr. Peter McCullough just said. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.